Okay, hi. So, hello.
Hi.
Today's episode is just going to be very mellow. And if I'm saying this now, if anyone goes off on me, this is going to be trigger. This is your trigger warning. So, if anybody is sensitive and likes to think these things about people and make assumptions and say that, oh, everything that we say is fake, your warning is now. Right? Okay? We all understand. So, I want to introduce myself. Hi. I'm Emily. And, oh my god, I'm already sobbing. I don't like who I see and every time I look in the mirror. Now, you can take that one of two ways. You can say, oh, she just hates herself. Or, oh, she's just being, like, one of those, like, relatable teens who hate themselves and who struggle with, like, all this issues. And the truth is, I'm neither. When I look in the mirror, I see a failure. I see someone who is never gonna be able to do something. And don't say this, oh, whoever bullied her needs to be shamed for this. No one bullied me. No one put this on me about myself. I basically did this to myself. I don't know how and I don't know why, but I did. So, getting straight into it. I don't know why, but I heard this quote one day on Pinterest that, you know, it's even worse to be sad for no reason than to have a reason. So basically what it means is that you just can feel so sad about something and, you know, and you don't know what you're sad about. But if you have a reason to be sad, you eventually get over that reason. That's the thing with everybody. I never had a reason. No, never, ever had a reason. I don't know why, but it kind of started grade 5. And for any of you guys who don't know, I'm grade 7. So, it all started grade 5. And near the end of grade 5, I had so much fun. But for some reason, all of a sudden, this just struck a sadness, just hit me. And little did I know I'd be dealing with it for the next 3 years more. And I played it off not very well. People noticed and people asked questions and I just said, yeah, like, I just feel sad lately and whatever. I got over it. I'm being sarcastic. I didn't get over it. But I thought I got over it. See, summer between grade 5 and grade 6, I was having mixed emotions. I was sad half of the time, and sometimes I was happy, and sometimes I was confused, and sometimes I was mad and stuff. I didn't know what I was feeling, and I just kind of felt stuck because my emotions were all over the place, and people just told me, oh, your hormones are just this and that, trying to give me excuses for what I'm feeling. Then grade 6 rolled around, and that year was pretty good friend-wise, and, like, there were no really big issues where I was like, oh my god, like, I'm sad over this, or I'm triggered over this. I just got into this little funk. It was like, you know when someone hugs you from behind? You know, it was just kind of like a dark cloak hugging me, and they haven't let go yet. And I'm just, every time, they're just pulling closer and closer into their trap. So, yeah, and I just became so depressed. Every day, I would cry. I would just cry, I would feel sad. I'm already crying, But I just would feel so sad all the time. But when I was at school, I was not sad. When I was out in public, I was not sad. Around my family, I was not sad. I was sad in my room. And that was where my sadness just was. It never left my room. It just kind of stayed in there. And so I didn't want to tell anybody because I didn't know what they would think. And so, yeah. And then all of a sudden I started getting panic attacks. I would have anxiety attacks. I would stress over everything. I would overthink things. I would cry all the time. And some days it'd just be so bad that I would just lay on the floor and just bawl my eyes out. And I feel like I couldn't move. I felt so trapped and so alone. And I just still feel like that. I feel trapped. I feel scared. I feel like nobody else cares. So, yeah. Eventually, people start to suspect things about me. And I just completely turned them down, saying, like, oh, like, I'm fine. Like, people would ask me, like, Emily, are you okay? And I would just, like, shut them down with, like, yeah, like, I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. Like, there's nothing to worry about. And, yeah, I just kind of continued my grade 6 year like that. Grade 7, this summer, between grade 6 and grade 7, honestly, not the best. I didn't hang out with any friends. I didn't really leave the house. Stayed in my room a lot. I didn't do anything. I just was on my phone and I was just always crying. And even when there was nothing to stress over, I was still getting panic attacks and anxiety attacks and just all this stuff. And when you think it's better, it's really not better. I thought one day that it would be better. I was better. I was fine. I wasn't fine at all. It was the opposite of fine. Then grade 7 came around this year. And this year just hit me hard. I felt so sorry if there's noise. My mom's blending something downstairs. And I just felt so, so alone. Keep this in mind, none of my family members know. I just felt so alone and so, I still feel very alone. And I don't know how to describe it, but I'm just sad. And so, I remember my mom disciplined me. She took my door away. She took my phone away. And I just remember crying. Because, let me tell you this now. Pause this right now and play this to your parents if you have any issues with them. You just, to my parents, my phone is my escape. I'm not doing well inside of me. So when I'm on my phone, I forget about how I'm feeling. It's like my drug. You can't take it away from me. Because when it is gone, I feel so, so very sad. And it basically keeps me sane. And that's sad to say, but there are YouTubers and people who've saved my life. Because I went through a rough time. And they were the people who anonymously, not anonymously, but they didn't even know that they were helping me. They just put out content and they didn't even know they were helping me. The Dolan twins, Emma Chamberlain, James Charles, Shane, Tana, David Dobrik, those people saved my life. And so, around that time my mom took away my door, I just couldn't handle myself anymore. I literally hated myself. And keep this in mind, I had suicidal thoughts for a long time. So, eventually, I started to cut. But I was very smart about it, so I did it on my leg. So that, because I would always wear leggings, I wouldn't really wear shorts. So it would always be covered, so no one could suspect anything. And every single day, I would just lose any hope for myself. I wanted to not be here anymore. I couldn't face the fact that my life was just going to be like this forever. And if I was like, if this is how it is right now, I'm done. I'm done. So, like, I can't honestly do it anymore. So every day, I would just cut a little deeper, a little deeper, a little deeper, until something happened. I think it was, like, one of the Dolan Ones tweets, and they said, you know, like, if you're going through anything, it's okay, because, like, when you're at the, like, worst times, it means that there's something really good that's gonna happen. So when you're in a really bad place, just know that there's gonna be, like, a light at the end of the tunnel, and you can't give up, because something really good is gonna happen. So I stopped. And, yeah, I couldn't do it anymore. But, yeah, like I said earlier, my phone was my outlet. My phone, I needed it, basically. So now, I'm still very, very sad, and I'm sad all the time, and I don't know why. Nobody knows, but let me talk about my mask. So, my mask is, like, my everything. I put it on when I leave my room, and I put it on when I go to school. I put it on when I go to places. I put it on everywhere I go. My mask is like an alter ego. It's basically this joyful, happy person that I pretend to be when I'm not. When I really just want to die and just hate who I am. And I've never struggled with, like self-confidence or whatever. Like, when I say I hate myself, I mean I hate that I'm like this. I hate that this is how I am and that I'm sad and I'm the one that's like this. And this might sound selfish, but out of billions and billions of people to pick on this earth, you picked me to go through this. I mean, what? Me? Me out of all people got chosen? I mean, you could have picked the person next to me. You could have picked the person across the street. You could have picked the person across the world. But you chose to pick me. And my thing is, why? Why me? I'm not strong enough to deal with it anymore. And I just can't bear with it. So one day, me and my friends were having an honest eye-to-heart conversation. And eventually, I kind of let a little bit spill. I said what I needed to say, and no one cares. Or at least that's what I think, but I feel like no one cares. There's no one that cares. Nobody knows, and nobody cares, and you don't know how I feel, and it's just, people are always like, when I said, and then my friends, they were like, oh, I would never expect that from you, you're such a light and fun and happy person. I'm not, I'm really not, and I hate it, I truly just hate it. I want it to end, I can't deal with it anymore. So, I saw something somewhere that just talking about it makes it all feel better, and playing it back, you can really just feel, and helps
basically venting to nobody. Yeah, that's basically what it is. Venting to nobody. But, you know, sometimes you have to just... Yeah. And one thing that I just find so... One of the things that I just hate is that I lay... I go wake at 2 a.m. and I just look at my ceiling and I'm like, fuck. Sorry, my language, but fuck everything. I'm done with my life. I'm done with me. I'm done with everybody. No one gives a shit. Nobody does. No one cares about how I'm feeling. Nobody asks. Nobody knows how I feel. Nobody knows what I'm going through and it sucks. Because then I feel more alone. I feel trapped inside my mind. That's how it feels. Sorry, but I feel so trapped. And I know people are gonna say, oh, you're not alone. People are going through the exact same thing. But are they really? Are they going through the exact same thing that I'm going through? We all have our different feelings, our different thoughts. They're not going through exactly what I'm going through. They're going through their own shit. So no one actually knows what I'm going through. If there's any of you that find this and hear it and are maybe going through something like this, I just want to say, you know, does it ever get better? If you've gone through this and it's better now for you, how did it get better and when did it get better? Does it ever stop? Because if it doesn't stop, I literally can't anymore. All my friends, I think at least, are mentally strong. And I get so jealous because sometimes I wish, why can't I be like that? Why can't I be strong like that? Because I feel so trapped. I feel like there's no escape from me. And the only way to escape is to just leave. And, you know, I saw something somewhere that you shouldn't, you know, feel like this because, you know, and if you are feeling like this, just find the moon. The moon always seems to find you. It's like the moon is your friend. Only one you can rely on to always come back to. The moon's always there for you. Always there. And some days, I just can't bear to see myself anymore. And to everyone who, if you know me personally, and you find this, you know, don't ask me about it. Asking makes it worse. Don't ask. Because I can't take my life anymore. I can't do it. I can't do it. And if any of my friends are listening to this and find this, and they're going through something like this, I want you to know that, you know, we all have our issues, and maybe we could talk. Yeah. But I can't with my life anymore. I'm sorry that was a very, like, personal and just... Yeah. But anyways, that was today's thing. I hope you guys kind of liked it. I don't know if you did, but yeah. Okay. Bye.